welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. Thanks for joining us. Today in the program, Kyle Gross joins us to talk about Catholic Schools Week. He is with Bishop O'Gorman Catholic Schools, but talks about all of the schools across eastern South Dakota, so hope you'll stick around for that. Renee Kranz will have news for us in just a bit. First, the readings, though, for this Sunday. Don Wolf with the first and second reading, Monsignor Charles Mangan with the Gospel.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. First the Lord degraded the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the end he has glorified the seaward road and the land west of the Jordan, the district of the Gentiles. Anguish has taken wing, dispelled is darkness, for there is no gloom where but now there was distress. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing, as they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed, as on the day of Midian. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree in what you say, and that there be no divisions amongst you, but that you be united in the same mind and in the same purpose. For it has been reported to me about you, my brothers and sisters, by Chloe's people, that there are rivalries amongst you. I mean that each of you is saying, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with the wisdom of human eloquence, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its meaning. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with a look at news highlights from this past week from the Bishop's Bulletin, here's Renee Kranz.
Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Archbishop Charles J. Chaput of Philadelphia and has appointed Bishop Nelson J. Perez of Cleveland as his successor. Archbishop Chaput, who has headed the Philadelphia Archdiocese since 2011, turned 75 last September, the age at which canon law requires bishops to turn in their resignation to the Pope. Archbishop Perez, 58, was installed as the 11th Bishop of Cleveland September 5th, 2017. The chairman of the U.S. Bishops Religious Liberty and Catholic Education Committees, January 20th, praised the Trump administration for issuing guidance on prayer in public schools. The chairman also welcomed the administration's 9 proposed rules to ensure the nation's faith-based service providers and organizations are not discriminated against by federal agencies, regulations, or in their grant-making processes because of religion. The bishops made the comments in response to President Donald Trump's guidance on prayer in public schools and proposed rules issued January 16th, National Religious Freedom Day. In marking the sorrowful anniversary, January 22nd, of the Supreme Court's ruling legalizing abortion nationwide, the chairman of the U.S. Bishops Pro-Life Committee said the Catholic Church's pastoral response to all mothers in need will soon intensify. The nation's Catholic bishops are being asked to invite the parishes in their dioceses to join a nationwide effort called Working with Moms in Need, a Year of Service, from March 25th of this year through March 25th, 2021. Archbishop Joseph F. Naumann of Kansas City, Kansas, chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Pro-Life Activities, announced the new initiative on the National Day of Prayer for the Legal Protection of Unborn Children. Pro-life supporters are deeply honored to welcome President Donald Trump to the 47th Annual March for Life, January 24th rally in person, said Jeannie Mancini, March for Life president, in a statement late January 22nd. Trump announced he will speak at the march on the National Mall, becoming the first sitting president in history to do so. Mancini praised Trump and his administration for being consistent champions for life, for appointing pro-life judges and federal workers to cutting taxpayer funding for abortions here and abroad, and to calling for an end to late-term abortions. With all the news at Catholic Can Use, I'm Renee Kranz with the Bishop's Bulletin.
Of course, our pilgrims are there, and actually probably on their way home or back home already by the time people hear this program. Thanks for the news, Renee. Let's move on to our interview. This morning on Catholic Views, we are joined by Kyle Gross, who is president of Bishop O'Gorman Catholic Schools. I still stumble just a little bit with that, Kyle, to get that name out because I'm so used to the other name, but this is, as we approach Catholic Schools Week, a great chance to catch up with you. So much has gone on, as I think about it, particularly with the Bishop O'Gorman Catholic Schools in the past year. Starting with the name change, how has that gone?
You know, Jerry, first of all, thanks for having me on, and you and many others stumble from transitioning from Sioux Falls Catholic Schools to Bishop O'Gorman Catholic Schools. I think it's gone really well. It's not without some challenges, as again, getting the mind shift that, you know, for many years since the 90s, we were named Sioux Falls Catholic Schools. But I really like the direction it's gone. I like the symbology that we brought into the branding of Bishop O'Gorman Catholic Schools and really working hard to pull our whole system together so people from the outside recognize that Bishop O'Gorman Catholic Schools is a complete educational system, bound by the Catholic faith and providing excellence in academics. And so that if you were to take our school system and put it in the middle of Faith, South Dakota, that's our school district, if you want to put it in those terms. So when your child enters our school system, we want our families to realize you're ending, your home point will be Bishop O'Gorman Catholic, will be O'Gorman High School on our campus of Bishop O'Gorman Catholic Schools. And I think so many years, our preschool families, because we do bring in families with kids that are 3 years old, for them to see that the end point between this secondary education or post-secondary education is that you have a complete system that you can go through. You don't need to do pieces with us and then leave. Yeah. And we really wanted to solidify that. And I think we've done a nice job now. We're still very early in the stages because we really want to work with our parishes that have elementary schools and try to figure out how we can do some signage so that when you drive by, they recognize that the parish is part of the Bishop O'Gorman Catholic Schools and that the elementary school is there alive and thriving.
Yeah, I think there would have to be some advantages just in terms of curriculum continuity and all of those things for a parent to know, you know, the direction we start in preschool is the direction we're going to keep going, so that by the end of high school, I know my child has had a fantastic education.
Absolutely. The trajectory that we want our children to be on is, you're exactly right. Get into our system early and we're going to set your child up for success. You know, the challenge that we do face as a school system is as we have families join us at different midpoints in their lives, for whatever reason, they may not be happy at their current school. They may be relocating to the Sioux Falls area, looking for a Catholic school. is getting adjusted to our expectations. You know, we work really hard to have high expectations, but we also work really hard to make sure that we meet children where they are and bring them along and not just leave them behind. But sometimes that can be challenging because our expectation and maybe where they're coming from, there is a discrepancy. Not one's better than the other. It's just that where we are and what we have proven to have success in, we feel really strongly about. So we just have to make sure we bring those kids along in an appropriate manner so that they're not feeling like, boy, this is too tough to overcome and I'd rather go maybe someplace else. So that's a challenge for us.
Sure.
It's a good challenge. And I think it's also an accolade on our staff and our principals in terms of the kind of work we are doing with our education.
Well, I think about one of the strengths of certainly Gorman High School, probably really all the way through the system, is the tenure of your teachers. You have folks that have been there a long time who are absolutely dedicated and committed to the whole purpose of Bishop Gorman Catholic Schools.
You know, we're a mission-driven school, and when you talk about our longevity, our longevity is built upon people believing in the mission and loving working for an organization that has the mission that we do. Again, that we are Christ-centered, that we're focused on our families, that we want to do right by our kids throughout the whole system. I think that speaks very loudly of the mission-oriented nature. And secondly, we know that being in the education profession, it's a vocation. It's a vocation you're called to do to help lead and serve others. For the betterment, to make them better people, put them in better places than maybe we had when we were children. I believe the more people we can help be successful will make the world a better place. Our children will be successful, and then they will become the leaders in those communities.
We are having this conversation, as I mentioned at the very beginning, because we're approaching Catholic Schools Week. That's always a great time, I know, for any Catholic school across the diocese, any Catholic school probably in the United States for that matter, to kind of, you know, beat the chest a little bit for a change because, you know, we don't do a lot of that.
Yeah, modesty. We are very humble in nature.
We try to live out those virtues, right?
Exactly. And maybe sometimes to the detriment, maybe we should toot the horn a little bit more. But no, you're exactly right. Catholic Schools Week is an opportunity for our elementary, our junior high and our high school to just recognize and let the kids recognize how special it is to be in a Catholic school and the impact that you have. Again, we're called to serve, and throughout the week of Catholic Schools Week, all of our schools, again, stress an emphasis on service. And so they all pick up an additional service project that they do on top of what they do throughout the whole year because, again, it's about helping others. And, again, that's what we're trying to instill. And so that's an opportunity where we're celebrating who we are as a Catholic school and at the same time recognizing what Christ called us to do, and that's to serve others.
Yeah, boy, you talk about the service stuff, and that just comes through in spades in so many ways that I see in things that I'm exposed to in my work with the diocese. My office happens to be right next to the closet, kind of the small warehouse, if you will, for the Advent baby shower. And I love it during that time of year, and the kids help transport the stuff over. They help donate it. They help transport it. They help unload it. And you just see the pride that comes from doing something like that.
Yeah, because I think it's tangible. You know, they talk about it until they actually get, you know, they actually do it and put it to work. Then they can see the fruits of their labor. And they should feel proud because, again, they're helping others. And so I think we've done a nice job with that. As we know, it'll never be anything that we'll take for granted or we'll stop doing because we know that in our community alone, we have people that are in need, and we're called to help them.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about some of the things going on during Catholic Schools Week, kind of up and down the system, if you will. I know every school kind of does their own thing, but there's some standard things too.
Yeah, you'll see the schools all take on upon each day a different theme, celebrating success, celebrating their future, getting kids thinking about where do you want to be in the future, you know, from the elementary age to the junior high and high school, what those steps are. Again, we get back to they're going to have a focus on a service area of helping some aspect or agency within our community. And then we bring it as a culmination of a large Catholic Schools Week Mass at the Elman Center on the Augustana campus where you're talking 2,500 people. That is our students plus parents. It's probably closer to 3,000. It's just a great testament with the support of all of our pastors there and the great support they've provided. And then our young people to see the older students and our older students understand that they are the role models for those younger children. And to bring that all together, it's really captivating to be a part of that event.
Boy, and talk about something that's built a tradition. That event certainly has built its own kind of tradition, hasn't it? I mean, I think about it from the years ago when my kids were in school and how important it felt. And I think it's only grown.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it's significant for us that we end the celebration of Catholic Schools Week by coming together to celebrate Mass.
Yeah.
And it has become a very big part of who we are and what we as Catholic schools represent in our community. So you're proud to be a part of it.
You know, those younger kids are talking about that. They get to ride the bus. They get to do, you know, so there's kind of a whole it's an event. It's a thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the little things like that, as you mentioned, the bus riding, getting to see maybe their older brother and sibling in a different environment.
Yep.
You'll see a lot of that to where if the older kids walk by and their siblings are in the elementary schools, they'll wave at them. They want to get pictures taken. It is really just it's a cool environment to be a part of.
They get a chance to embarrass their older siblings.
That's right. Yes, and you know what? The same can be said with our staff. You know, staff they have younger children.
Sure.
You know, there's a pride there, and they're waving at mom or dad that might be a teacher in another building. It just brings great joy to people.
Yeah. We're talking about Catholic Schools Week with Kyle Gross from the Bishop O'Gorman Catholic Schools. Kyle, you're kind of my stand-in for everybody in Eastern South Dakota this year talking about Catholic Schools Week, because I know, as we mentioned, as we talk about the Sioux Falls, the same thing is happening all across the diocese.
Yeah, I mean, each school takes it upon themselves in terms of how they feel within their school and their community, how they want to celebrate. But it is something it's recognized. And I know that Aberdeen Roncalli has started as well to utilize a Mass at some point throughout their Catholic Schools Week, whether it's to kick off the week or end the week. But each school takes it upon them, because, again, you call to the importance in the theme of Catholic Schools Week always talks about leadership, success, and service. And those are always three components there. And I think they really encapsulate what our roles are as Catholic schools to our children and our families.
We can't really talk about some of the things that have gone on in Bishop O'Gorman Catholic Schools this year without mentioning the blue ribbons that have again come your way. It's really kind of a phenomenal thing that keeps happening.
It is, you know, and I think it's just a great testament to our teachers of the schools that received this year, our principals, the leadership, you know, the students and the families, the pride they take in that, you know, and it's them. It's being recognized for the great work that they're doing. And our goal, Jerry, you know, I'll say today that, you know, we had three this year, and the high schools received several in the past. Our goal is ultimately for all of our elementary schools to receive that recognition in one form or fashion, because we know the quality work they're doing. We know how they're preparing our children. And the unique thing that people don't realize is that we had three schools. How it worked for private schools, they lump all the private schools together, whether private religious or just private as independent. We have to funnel through the organization known as CAPE. And CAPE is only allowed at 50 slots through the United States Department of Education for this. So we received 3/50ths of the slots this year. And you're talking well over, you know, 35,000 private schools, and we only have 50 slots every year. And that's something that they started years ago. And so we go through one filter, but we go through a very narrow filter just to make that hurdle to get in to the process. So we're extremely proud of St. Mary, St. Catherine Drexel, and O'Gorman Junior High for the work they've done in their community. And they should be very proud. And all of our principals, what's great is that our principals support one another, and they're very happy for each other because they know the work they're doing. The day's coming that as they work to get ready to apply for themselves, that they'll have that opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. I can only imagine what it does for the kids, too. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. Right now, the day I got a chance to go to each of them, and everybody does something a little bit different, you know, and whether it was ending the celebration with blue cookies and you got blue frosting on their faces, they got their gray shirts that says, I love my Blue Ribbon School, and some schools have chosen to wear, like on a Monday, every Monday for the rest of the year, you'll get to wear your uniform pants, but you can wear this gray shirt that says, I love my Blue Ribbon School, because they want them to be recognized and remember the responsibility you have to uphold the traditions and the trailblazers that have come before you to lay the groundwork that's got you to where you are today.
Yeah, sometimes when you're having a tough week and it seems like the homework is endless, if you know that there's a blue ribbon at the end of it, or that you've achieved something because of the hard work,
that's right.
It can only help.
Absolutely. And there's not many, you know, our children that are in our school system are very fortunate to say that they have attended, because that's not a very common accolade that schools receive. So I think that, again, there should be pride, and they should be proud of everything that they've done, because we certainly are.
Yeah, absolutely. So, one of the things I know is a kind of an ongoing challenge is that you mentioned this, families, you know, have multiple kids, and then maybe they grow up and they're gone. I'll use mine as an example. And now that family that was a big part of your system is gone, and you have to keep refeeding that.
Yes.
And then you have to keep redoing it. How do you do that? How do you keep it going?
It's all part of our recruitment and retention of our families. Obviously the great things that we've done over the years by integrating a preschool and getting families introduced to our school system sooner has been a big help. I think what we've been trying to zero in on with our marketing and communication is we recognize as we survey our families that are coming in our system, our largest asset is obviously our parishes. Number one, they'll say, how do you find out? How have you found out about us? And they'll say, through our parish. Mm-hmm. So it's partnering with our parishes. It's really working with our pastors to say, how can we leverage what our parishes are doing to let them know that there's a very viable option in this city of Sioux Falls. You know, we're fortunate that our public schools do a great job. So that means we have to work extra hard to make sure that people recognize that we have an outstanding Catholic school system. And if you're worried about the financial aspect, especially when you talk about multiple children, we have financial aid. We have generous supporters that believe that Catholic education should be attainable for families that are seeking it. And so we will certainly try to help close that gap with our financial aid and assist them. But it's an interesting question, Jerry, because I'm just coming from a finance meeting, and we're getting ready to propose our budget for the fiscal year 21, which would be the school year 2021. And where we are right now, we're trying to figure out how do we take care of our needs of our teachers while make sure that we take care of not pricing people out of our tuition. And so it is always a balance, but you know, it comes from the endless work of our principals, Jenny Struck, our admissions coordinator, our pastors, and reaching out to families to talk about who we are. And again, I think part of that is you go back to the modesty and just the humble, the virtue that we practice is the idea of how do we toot our own horn or market ourselves to where we're not arrogant. We just want people to know that we have a really strong educational product that's faith-based and will lead your children to Christ, and we want you to be a part of it. And if you want to be a part of that, we can help you get that attained.
Yeah, it's a fine line, isn't there? You don't ever want to come off as exclusive, because that's not the point.
No.
That never has been the point. And I know it's not the point today. And yet, to make sure they understand the quality is it could be exclusive.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Sure. Yeah. We understand that. And so that's, again, it's just getting that. And I think, you know, you talk about communications, your area of strength, Jerry, of how do we go about communicating to families to let them know that we have the resources to assist you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have to work around maybe some people that aren't willing to always look for that assistance and ask, because they may feel they're not worthy to ask of that. But if you want your children that, we're willing to help. And we know it gets to be even more challenging when we have younger families. So we're even talking about how do we help when you talk about recruiting families into the school system to say, this is a good opportunity. But now they may say, well, this is number three. And if I project this out, you know, this gets to be pretty scary to
us. How do I do it? Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where we have to partner with them. And I think that's another key area of why Bishop O'Gorman Catholic Schools has been so strong is the partnership we have with our families. Our families expect a lot. They hold us accountable, but they are a tremendous supporter, and they're there at every step. And that's what makes this a successful school system.
Well, and isn't this Catholic Schools Week a great time, you know, for a family that might be having those questions internally? Like, can we really do this? You know, is this possible for us? This is a great week to ask those questions of the system.
Absolutely. And it's really important for us to get them in front of our children and our teachers to say, come in and experience our environment and the culture that your child will be surrounded by, because it's going to encapsulate them. I think that's impressive when you walk into our schools and the way our kids greet visitors, and you step in the room. We really believe strongly, Jerry, that we need our families to see us in action, because when you see us in action, It's better to come into our building and visit us when we have kids in the building than when if it's empty in the summer.
Yeah. And so I know there's open houses and different things that go on, you know, not just during Catholic Schools Week, but other times. So
yeah. And so
give me a call, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Give us a call at Bishop Grant Catholic Schools, Jenny Strzok at 575-3358. Jenny handles all that. And to your point with Catholic Schools Week, that's really our kickoff to where we've been blasting out postcards and communication to families, and we had an ad in the Argus Leader with regards to our open houses for all of our schools, elementary, junior high, and high school. And in fact, the high school will have their open house and activities event going on Monday night here, this coming Monday night, and then all through the month of February, and we will start opening enrollment up here, and away we go. So,
and it's exciting time, and especially if you're a young family and you're thinking about, you know, the future of your kids, boy, you just want to look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You certainly want to look at it as an option.
Come give us a chance, have an opportunity to sit down with us. Let us show you what we can do for your family, for your children. And then let us talk to you about how we can help it possible financially as well.
And again, what we're talking about here, we're talking specifically about Sioux Falls, but I know this is true for any of our Catholic schools across Eastern South Dakota.
Absolutely. Yeah. All of our, I think I could, generally speaking, all of our Catholic schools work hard to make it affordable for their families.
Yeah, absolutely. Kyle, just a minute or so left, and I want to ask you a personal question, and that is, you know, you moved into this role, guess about—
This is my third year.
Yeah, I was going to say just a little over 2 years, 2.5 years ago now. Quite a change from being a principal.
It is. You know, so 14 years as a Gorman High School principal, absolutely love that position. And but I also love the change that I made in stepping into the role as president. You know, it's a different lens you're looking through. It's a bigger lens. The decisions that you make have far greater ripple effect because it's impacting even now the broader system. Mm-hmm. When I was at the high school, I could impact the high school setting. When I was a classroom teacher, I impacted my classroom. So in the role of president, it's been a good change. You know, like I said, I love my time at O'Gorman High School and best job in the world. So some people ask, why do you leave? Because there's a part of me that I want to be challenged. And I think I have more to offer by being challenged to push myself to give more.
Well, I'm glad it's going well. Obviously, a lot of good things happening. And congratulations on that.
We appreciate that. Thank
you. And I hope Catholic Schools Week is a great time for not just Bishop O'Gorman Catholic Schools, but all of them across Eastern South Dakota.
Absolutely. We cheer on for each other, the success of one another.
Amen. Cal Gross from Bishop O'Gorman Catholic Schools, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jerry.
Renee, we're just a few weeks out from the ordination and lots of steps along the way.
Yeah, lots of transition.
Lots of transition. And so people can keep up on social media, and we'll try to keep them as informed as we can.
Yeah, go to the website, sfcatholic.org, and you can hook up with all of those social media platforms there.
Yeah, so watch for that and information about how you can view the ordination the day of and all kinds of good information for you there. So check that out. That's our time for Catholic Views this morning. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back with you next Sunday.